Daniel Breyer is here. He is the conductor of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra for Sounds of the Season, which is tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Also here is Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra marketing director, Julie White. Say hello.
Hello.
Thank you, Julie. Mm-hmm. And we are here to talk about all the moving pieces of tomorrow night's concert. First of all, where is the concert, Julie?
It's at Chenery Auditorium.
Okay.
Beautiful location for a holiday concert.
Are tickets available through the door, or can they be purchased in advance right now?
Both. Tomorrow night, they're available at the door at Chenery. Now, people can get them online at KalamazooSymphony.com. or by calling the Miller Auditorium box office.
Okay, and I know that's 387-2300. Daniel, you've been so busy. Is this what you love doing, just conducting, preparing, rehearsing?
Yes, those are the parts of the job that I love the most. It all starts at the desk where you're opening up your scores, your music, and you're looking at it and studying it and figuring out how you want it to come to life. And then it's always a magical process to get into rehearsals and bring the music to life. And then hopefully by the concert, we are able to communicate and share just wonderful music with our patrons.
And because this is a professional orchestra, concerts come together quickly. They can because of how well-trained the musicians are and how they know their job, each individually to work on their parts and then show up with ability to play their parts and listen and watch.
You're exactly right. And it's a great privilege. One of the greatest privileges that I can imagine is to be able to work with professionals, because our timeline can be so short, but because it is so short, it becomes very intense. And the work, you can just dive really deep into the music and make things happen at such a quick pace. It's really a great privilege of mine.
I want to talk about all the friends and guests and special performers that you've invited to perform on Saturday. Let's start on that list.
Yes, so the subtitle of the concert is Songs of Love, Joy, and Peace. And those are things that we, at least I personally, treasure at this time of year, and I think about and spend a lot of time thinking about. In doing that, we have quite a few moving parts in this program. We have three incredible Broadway singers who have come from New York and are here and ready to sing with us. And they will be bringing not only some great Christmas, well-loved Christmas songs and holiday songs, but they will also be bringing some of the pieces that made their careers in Broadway. And so that'll be a really enjoyable part. We also have, for many, many years, worked with the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus, and it's a relationship that we at the Kalamazoo Symphony treasure, and I know the Children's Chorus treasures it as well. And for me, that's always so special when you hear all these young voices on the stage, sharing the stage with us old professionals.
A full orchestra.
Yes, and a full orchestra, and the music that we're able to do with them, it always just warms the heart.
It's an interesting concept too. I mean, you can become friends for years with the players of the orchestra. The children's choir, though, the kids cycle through much quicker, and it's always a fresh experience for the kids. And it's surprising that, you know, the directors can always keep a certain level.
Yes, that is remarkable, and that they are such a wonderful organization in that they've been able to maintain such a high standard for so long. And that's really a testament to Fred and Darlene and all of their incredible teachers and conductors that they have in their program.
I spoke with Fred Tseng and Darlene Tseng prior to their the children's choir appearance with the Nutcracker Ballet, which was just last week, I think.
Yes, it was.
And so they were also looking forward to this very much, because Fred mentioned a few of the carols.
Yes.
That the choir will be singing. And this is the touring choir. There are several different choirs under the umbrella of Kalamazoo Children's Chorus.
Yes, there are many different choirs, and they start, I think, at second or third grade and go all the way up through high school. So they have all of these choirs, and that's one of the ways that they can maintain such a high standard, is that they're able to train these young people from a very early age. And when I work with the children's chorus, you may not know, but my first graduate degree was actually in choral conducting. My first conducting job was conducting middle school and high school choirs.
I didn't remember that, Daniel. I remembered you were played as a violinist.
Yes, I'm also a violinist. And so it always is so much fun to go and work with the kids. And last Tuesday, I went to their rehearsal. And it just brings so much joy to see young people so engaged with music and so thrilled to be singing this music.
I'm speaking with Daniel Breyer, who will conduct tomorrow night's concert, Sounds of the Season, featuring the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus Touring Choir. We'll be talking about the Broadway vocal soloists and another young performer, a soloist on piano. But why don't we take a short break to hear one of the carols? This is a piece that's dedicated to the great opera star, Jesse Norman.
And it's a very, very beautiful piece. And the text sums up this time of year. And it's about singing of love and joy and truth and hope and all of these wonderful things that we think about at this time of year.
We just listened to a very amateurly recorded performance, but a live performance of Jesse's carol, otherwise known as
This Christmas Tide.
Yes. I love the outline mm-hmm. of this piece. It sort of starts to break into my heart a little ways in, and then it just keeps upping the ante until I'm a Christmas mess.
Yes.
A beautiful, beautiful new carol, mm-hmm. or modern carol.
Yes. And it's such a sweet text, too, the children singing of peace and joy. And the refrain is, truth and love abide this Christmastide. So very warm-hearted and welcoming message.
I'm with Daniel Breyer, who will conduct the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra tomorrow with the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus performing this work. Does it also include a solo voice, or is there a version that's just voice children and orchestra?
For this particular carol, there are several different versions, and there's some for chorus and organ, and then chorus and orchestra, and then children's chorus and orchestra, and voice plus children's chorus. So there's many different versions. We will be doing the one that's just children's chorus and orchestra.
So they really get a showcase on this piece. The concert is tomorrow at 8 o'clock in Chenery Auditorium. Remember that, Chenery down on Westnage. The parking is just around the corner on Vine and, of course, all through the neighborhood. And it is really one of your last chances to see a big, all-out Christmas concert before we reach the 25th.
Yes.
Let's continue on. Maybe now's a good time to talk about another youth soloist. Her name is Jessalie.
Yes, Jessalie. And she's a sophomore from Portage, a wonderful young pianist who also is a cellist who plays in the the Junior Symphony and is also doing quite a bit academically. So very busy young woman, but a wonderful pianist. And she will be performing the last movement of Saint-Saëns' second piano concerto, which is a really exhilarating and fun piece of music. And she is the winner of our youth soloist competition, a competition that stretches back many, many decades. Many members of our own orchestra won that when they were in high school, too. Many members of other orchestras won this competition. So it's a wonderful opportunity for her, and I think for any young instrumentalist, the opportunity to play with an orchestra is a great Christmas present.
She prepared a full concerto by the virtuoso Saint-Saëns and auditioned a few months ago.
Yes, a few months ago. And that we had several incredible young people. I mean, this town is filled with so many incredibly talented young people, and she was the winner this year.
Were you one of the judges, or is that not your role? Or?
Yes, I'm one of the judges, and we have many members of the orchestra that serve as judges as well. And we always enjoy that because we get to hear all of the great things that are happening.
And kind of you can leave it thinking, well, music's doing okay.
Yes, you know? Yes. And so, you get to see, sometimes you see these young people that come start auditioning early on, and then you see their growth year after year, and then they win. It's a really exciting process for us.
Jessely Zhu is a sophomore.
Yes.
We may see more from her during her high school years, and even if she stays around, we may see her as a college player. That's lots to look forward to.
Yes, for sure.
But this must be one of her first major, big-time appearances. Jessely, you're going to do great.
Yes, she will. She will do wonderful. And it is, it's very important for the development of young musicians to be able to have this opportunity, because when you play in front of an orchestra on a big stage, especially a professional orchestra, it's an experience that you can't simulate. You have to just do it, and it's great for her.
Right. It's disorienting.
It is,
to
yes.
transition from a practice room or a small room where you're playing for friends to a hall. And the whole new dynamic of this. So what can you do to make this a happy experience for her?
Well, one of the things that I do is I meet with soloists before we actually get into rehearsal. And we will usually go through the music and find out, okay, are you taking time here? Are you speeding up or slowing down? Or, you know, is there anything you want to make sure that I can provide for you? And then the other part of it, and it's a part of conducting that not many people think about, is about setting people at ease. And so with every soloist, no matter what, part of my job is to set them at ease and help them feel comfortable so that they can do the work that they need to do.
To say, we will have a successful performance no matter what.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's another highlight from Sounds of the Season, which is tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Chenery Auditorium. Tickets available now through the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra website or the MillerAuditorium.com box office website, 387-2300. Also available at the door tomorrow night. Now is time to mention the Broadway stars
yes.
you referenced earlier.
So we have three fantastic singers, Valerie Lemon, Marissa McGowan, and J. Mark McVeigh. And all three of them have so many Broadway credits that it would be impossible to mention them all right here, right now. For instance, J. Mark McVeigh, he's performed Jean Valjean from Les Mis over 3,000 times. One of the great the great performers of that role.
That means many in your audience may have seen him.
Yes, most likely, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all have done so many different types of performances with orchestras off of Broadway. And so they bring a great deal of artistry to the stage, a wonderful presence to the stage, and each of them are going to have the opportunity to sing, of course, some holiday songs and as well some songs from their Broadway careers.
I'm getting the idea this might be a fast-paced concert.
Yes, Yeah, I don't think you'll fall asleep because every time you look up, there will be something else happening.
breaking out into another song, a surprising transition.
Yes.
The stage looking fantastic with holiday decorations, Julie. Is that one of the things you are watching out for?
You know, I'm not. Our operations team takes care of that, so that's wonderful. I don't need to decorate Christmas trees for this, but yes, it's going to look beautiful.
It's going to look great.
And the Chenery staff always do a great job of making that place look so festive. It's a wonderful space.
Ticket prices are posted at KalamazooSymphony.com or at MillerAuditorium.com. And the concert, again, is tomorrow night at 8. One thing I noticed about Valerie Lemon is she and the famous composer Marvin Hamlisch had a longtime association. She performed a solo show Hamlisch designed for her for many years.
Correct, yes. Each one of them, each one of these singers has a Hamlisch connection too, which is interesting. Each had, at different points in their career, Marvin helped them, and he was such a benefactor and a benevolent person, and really helped raise some of these careers. And all three of them have had different connections. And Valerie had a long time association with Marvin Hamlisch.
Well, I am trying to time out the rest of our hour because we are joining the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's live broadcast at 10:40 in about 12 minutes. That means we could hear an entire piece that that will feature the orchestra and by a Mr. Hess, I believe.
Yes.
If we chat for another 4 minutes, does that sound about
right?
That
sounds perfect to me.
I wish we could have our needle drop quiz right now together, but maybe you could talk a little about some other musical features and highlights on the program.
Well, with any good holiday show, we need to feature the orchestra. And so we have several great, including you can't do a holiday show without Sleigh Ride. And, you know, we have wonderful, wonderful music for the orchestra. This overture that we're about to hear is a really a special overture in that it has many different Christmas songs all put together in a very skillful way. It's a very well-crafted piece of music. You hear a fugue, you hear brass fanfares, you hear, you know, sweeping string lines. This is actually how we're going to open the entire performance because it's just a great piece of music. We have a couple other. We have a great theme and variations on Deck the Halls, where the Jeff Tysick, who was just here recently for the Beatles show, he arranged it so that you take Deck the Halls and we find many different musical genres along the way. And the other thing that I'm looking forward to is there's a moment in the first half of the program where it's just the children's chorus and just the orchestra, and we will perform three sacred Christmas works that are more reflective, not loud, not bombastic, but very beautiful. And I personally am looking most forward to that part of the program. And if that's not enough, Santa might come. We've sent the invitation. We'll see. He might make an appearance. And you can't do a holiday program without a sing-along, so we will all get to sing with the KSL by the end.
that's wonderful. Sounds of the Season is a holiday tradition from the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. It's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And Daniel, last month you came in and, you know, broke down the Sibelius Symphony, was it number 5?
Yes, number 5.
And I was enthralled. And you're able to do that for Christmas ditties as well. I really, someday I want to hear about the piece that has challenged you the most, that you just can't find interesting. The most boring piece you've ever looked at on page.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that is, if we have just one brief second, is that part of the job of being a professional musician is sometimes you have to do music that you don't love or that you didn't know that you would love. And sometimes you are asked to do music that you didn't pick. And for me, it's just a mental challenge. It's like, maybe I can find my way into this music without, and you know what? Every time I'm always able to find some kind of angle. Sometimes it takes a long time, but there's usually a way to find something interesting.
I'm not surprised. Daniel, it's been a pleasure having you back again, and we'll see you in the new year.
Yes.
And Julie White, thanks for joining us for this too, and maybe you can tell listeners once again time and place and where to find those tickets.
8 p.m. tomorrow night at Chenery Auditorium on Westnage. There's parking behind in a parking lot as well on side streets in the neighborhood. You can get tickets at KalamazooSymphony.com, at the Miller Auditorium box office, or tomorrow night at the window at Chenery.
Here's a Christmas overture taking us to the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.